Willkommen in Berlin Hauptbahnhof.
This is a Berlin story.
You can spot the Gartenfreunde anywhere this time of year. They have a slightly irritated, elsewhere look, as if the U-Bahn or the supermarket or the coming winter itself were an unpleasant but necessary cross to be borne until garden season starts up again. They don't fit in out here on the streets. They don't belong to its hustle and bustle, its fashions and concerns. At best, they seem to tolerate the rest of humanity with its outsized outrage and excitements, exuding a certain, dare I say, arrogance and pity. At best, they pass quickly through the city with boredom and distaste. I know because I joined their ranks 4 years ago, cycling through the allotment garden colonies along the Spandauer Damm on a golden October morning until I'd found that perfect witch's garden, the one you only read about in fairy tales. Wildly overgrown roses as big as trees, lilac bushes of every hue, gnarled apples and plums. A ramshackle hut completed the picture, and that same day I had signed the papers, Herr Otto, former bricklayer, then chair of our colony's board, handed me with a kind, if mischievous, expression, and a piece of advice I was too green to truly appreciate at the time, but which nonetheless felt reassuring. Immer mit der Ruhe, one of those untranslatable German idioms that are meant to admonish impatience and quell anxiety. Immer mit der Ruhe, stay calm, give it time. Since acquiring my garden, my spirit has been infused with what can only be called peace. My worldly ambition, while not vanquished, sublimated by the good hard labor of a season's miraculous shifts, and by participation in the truest sense I, a rootless traveler, have ever known in this gardening community of Berlin. Sure, there are insoluble disputes and quiet mumblings of discontent across fences now and then, but the social control based on a principle of live and let live is extraordinary. If my neighbor's fir tree branches cover my bushes, well, he puts up with my weeds and tangle, and it's a fact that my lilac blocks his sun. Still amazing as it seems, we find a way to get along. The gardens teach us to behave. The allotment colonies have a long history in Germany, dating back more than 100 years. Just imagine what they've seen. As you might expect, things are buried under these gardens, and not only the skeletons of beloved pets. But it helps to know that at least a few people were hidden here by Gartenfreunde, who might otherwise have been sent off to the camps. I can't imagine life again without my garden. And though I struggle to keep abreast with the latest catastrophes and trends, I am aware that if you spy me on the U-Bahn or the supermarket line, I'll have a look you can't quite put your finger on. This is Lydia Strike for Berlin Stories. For more, go to berlinstories.org.
Berlin Stories on NPR FM Berlin 104.1.